Good morning, a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, obviously, the issue of the GOP in Congress has had an impact on upstate New York after Congressman John Faso and Collins of Western New York came up with an amendment that had to specifically deal with upstate New York and ended up not having a vote at all. But he has had to explain himself, John Faso, that is,
yes,
and Collins, for their moves in this area. And to that end, some are not happy, including a woman locally in your region who's now apparently going to be a candidate to take on Faso.
Well, you know, as you know, David, it's still a year and a half away, but the field is already filling with Democrats looking to run against Congressman Faso of Kinderhook. You've heard there's a lawyer from Greene County, Brian Flynn. There's a young fellow who works in the tech field near Poughkeepsie, Steve Brzee. Antonia Delgado, a lawyer from Rhinebeck, a Harvard grad, Rhodes Scholar, and I gather a former hip-hop artist. But, you know, every county would like to have a resident congressman. And here in Otsego, you know, our senator, Jim Seward, lives in Milford, and his home is almost in the exact geographic center of the 51st District. And that's worked out really well for us. Now, not lately, but over the years, we've had a lot of local congressmen. And John Prentice, a friend of Van Buren, was publisher of the Freeman's Journal. And George Fairchild of Oneonta later became the first chairman of the board of IBM. And now it looks like there's a possibility in Sue Sullivan, a former VP at St. Luke's Cornwall Hospital in Newburgh. She's now running her own consulting firm. She's living in Plattekill, which I guess is just beyond the Delaware County line. But her mother's from Hartwick, her dad's from Richfield Springs, and they're living in the town of Otsego right now, which is right outside of Cooperstown. She went to elementary school in Socrates, so she has, you know, credentials in the district. And then her parents bought the Mount Otsego ski slope, which is used to be outside of Cooperstown, in 1980, and she and her sisters went to Cooperstown High. She has a lot of relatives around here. One of them is Janet Potter, an aunt who's a retired librarian at SUNY Oneonta, very active, very well-liked. Another, Mary Balcom, used to be Hartwick County Supervisor. And in fact, Janet Potter, I just learned the other day, hosted a family party on Easter Sunday at her home in Oneonta, and about 20 relatives showed up. According to Sue, they were very enthusiastic about her candidacy. So, you know, who knows? We may end up with, you know, another John Prentice or George Fairchild in Sue Sullivan. So locally, from a purely parochial standpoint of a country editor, we're very enthusiastic about this.
Certainly from a regional standpoint, WAMC obviously keeping close eyes on these congressional races, including John Faso. We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, on allotsego.com, where you can go to read this story and many more. And Jim, we thank you for joining us each week.
Well, thank you, David.